very, very attentive to details, because they're the ones who have to differentiate between two types of medications for their patient, and they need to know the doses. If they can't even be off by a 0.5%, if they give the wrong dose, then the patient is experiencing harm from that. So even though I know that it is a possibility, I could see myself struggling in that career in the future. So I have diverted away from that path of wanting to become a pharmacist. But that's one example where I feel that I can reach more happiness by diverting my career goals to something that aligns with myself as a person and will make me happier down the road. And lastly, this all ties into success. People who know themselves and know where their strengths and their weaknesses lie is that they will find success in many different types of careers. So it's kind of that jack of all trades intelligence that you don't really need to go in a specific sector for, since you would already have the other skills for whatever, for example, profession you want to do. You want to become an engineer, or you want to become a healthcare professional, for example. And you know that you are a caring person and you like talking with people, so go into healthcare. But if, for example, you like working with numbers and would rather sit alone and have a structured office space, then become an accountant. This is just a very, very generic example, but this is the foundation for achieving your goals and finding your passions. So that's a little tidbit about some of the benefits of knowing yourself. And there's some ways you can also strengthen this skill, and you can engage in self-reflection. So you can sit down with your thoughts and you could put it into words. So you could try journaling, and just writing down what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. And you can also identify any patterns or triggers or areas of growth in your journal entries. Some other ones, you could be more mindful, make more observations about when you have intense periods of emotions, for example. So if you are upset, then instead of engaging more into, for example, a destructive behavior or an addicting behavior that you usually do after this event happens. So another example, you've had a stressful day at work and you want to go on your phone immediately, or you want to start eating food to soothe this stressful day. By having a moment to sit down and just think, you know, and just think to yourself, why do I feel the need to do this after this day occurred? Is it from the stress of doing this event at work? How do I stop this pattern? So these are all also in par with addictive behaviors as well, that you can have understanding at the same time. And then last as well, you can seek feedback from others. So this would be seeing what other people perceive of you when an event happens, and as well what others think you might be good at doing or what you could enjoy as a pastime. And some of your weaknesses and strengths that you might not even see or know of. And I really like this one, this last one, and it is a lot more valuable than you think. So that is all from me today for the, I guess, the underestimation of knowing yourself and having intrapersonal intelligence. I've had a very long day of overthinking today, so this kind of was a great segue to the end of my night, just to kind of relax myself and relax you as well, and give some tips for me and you to learn from. And I hope you also enjoyed the music. I feel very calm right now, and I think I'll play this next time as well. So the next song, I'm just gonna go right back into the music because I'm very excited to play this next one. I normally don't play songs that aren't FemCon, CanCon, new, so from Canada and a female artist and a new song, but this one was something that I've been listening to for the past couple days, and just want to start it off with saying that I love Joe Hisaishi, and I really enjoy Studio Ghibli movies, and so this song is called One Summer's Day from the Studio Ghibli movie Spirited Away. So Joe Hisaishi is a Japanese composer, and he's done over 100 film scores. And yeah, this one is called, this is the film, this is the piece of music from the movie Spirited Away, which I did watch, and I really enjoy this one. This is a very popular one, and it has won many, many awards, and I believe it is on Netflix. So if you want to go check it out, please do so. I would highly recommend it. So once again, here is One Summer's Day by Joe Hisaishi. Enjoy. Thank you.
Are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year, across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
Dream, and I don't wanna sleep tonight. Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And the show is just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I'm your host for every Tuesday, 6 to 7. The last song you just heard was called Spotlight by Jessie Ware. This was a single and released a couple years ago, but I heard this when I was thrifting last weekend, and I instantly Shazammed that song so quick, and I've been listening to it every day since. And then the song right before that was called Fantasy, featuring Ravina and by Luna Lee. This was recently released, and also have been listening to this every day for the past couple days. I just wanted to come on here as well to give my goodbyes, since we're almost at the top of the hour again. So I thank you so much for listening this week. I hope you enjoyed the topic, and I might revisit it in the future since I feel like I should add a couple more points to it, but hope you got something out of that. And I also wanted to finish off the hour with some music that is not like the rest of the songs that I've been playing earlier. So actually, next weekend is ScottFest BC. So this is the 128th British Columbia Highland Games that is on June 20th and 21st, and it is at Town Center Park in Coquitlam. So this is an annual event featuring Scottish heritage, and it has athletic competitions, Celtic dancing, live music, there's whiskey tasting and bagpiping. It's also family friendly, so there's children's events as well, and I'll be there volunteering at the beer tent and giving out some beer. So please stop by, get a ticket, and join the event. Hopefully it'll be lots of fun as usual, as every year, but just wanted to give that out for a little community event happening. So in light of this, I wanted to play a couple of Celtic songs that I've been listening to over the years. So this one is called, the next one, or this one that I will be playing, will be called The Oak, Ivy, and Ash by the McDades, which I actually first heard them at, I think it was called the Festival du Bois about 2 or 3 years ago. That's also in Coquitlam, featuring Francophone heritage and French heritage, French-Canadian heritage. And just before I play that, I would just like to introduce the next two upcoming shows, because they are live in the studio and you should definitely keep tuning in. So at 7 p.m., we have Sociologic with my dear friend Rebecca. And then at 8 p.m., we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor. So stick around for those two shows. They will be amazing, I assure you. And that is it from me. So thank you once again. Hope you have a great Tuesday night. And one more time, this is The Oak, Ivy, and Ash by McDades.